Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Now, Northern Ireland is facing crippling tariffs on steel imports due to a potential double hit resulting from Brexit. RTE News has learned. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has the story. Tony, what's been happening here?
Hi, Brian. Well, this is another anomaly which appears to have emerged and caught everyone by surprise. Going back to Christmas Eve, of course, the EU and UK concluded a tariff-free and quota-free trade deal. But what it didn't take account of was the fact that the EU operates a tariff and quota approach to steel. Now, this goes back to President Trump nearly 3 years ago introducing measures to block steel and aluminium imports from around the world. And at the time, the European Union brought in its own measures called safeguard measures so that all that steel that was floating around the world and not getting into the US market wouldn't be effectively dumped on the EU market. So that means that under these safeguard measures, any steel from around the world has to pay a 25% tariff when landing in the EU. Now, that is one hit for Northern Ireland, which people may not have expected. And the problem there is that a lot of Northern Ireland companies, and there's a big engineering sector in Northern Ireland, they ordered steel from places like India or Korea before Christmas, and they're not sure now if that steel is going to be hit by a huge tariff. The other problem is that the UK will also fall foul of this EU safeguard measures, and it means that the UK will have a quota of steel. Now, the UK exports 70% of its steel to the EU, but once it gets over a certain quota of millions of tons, then that 25% tariff hits again. But because of the Northern Ireland Protocol, steel going from Great Britain into Northern Ireland will also be hit by this 25% tariff, potentially, when the UK exceeds that quota. Now, this appears to have taken everybody by surprise, but it has certainly caused an explosive reaction among engineering companies and manufacturing companies in Northern Ireland who have just learned about this.
And just briefly, Tony, any indication that it could have a spillover into the Republic, this side of the border?
Well, there are indications that that could be the case because a lot of steel on the island of Ireland comes from Northern Ireland, and certainly the Irish Exporters Association have been started to take calls on this. Now, the European Commission is, I'm told, looking into this issue because it is something of an anomaly. But as things stand, you know, these tariffs are imminent for stuff coming from around the world into Northern Ireland, and in several months' time, when the UK's quota runs out, you could have tariffs on that front as well.
Very good. Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you for that.